So, we've heard what reindeers get for Christmas and what mommies and daddies get for Christmas. But what do you think Santa would get the monsters hiding in your closet for Christmas? Any answers? Any ideas? No? Well, this next piece is entitled Santa's Gift to the Monsters, and it's also by Lynette Lind. Every year, about this time, people get very busy. Mothers get busy baking cookies, while fathers are putting up Christmas lights. You can hear the clickety-clack of Grandma's knitting needles as she hurries to finish a sweater for Aunt Sue. Even the children are busy writing their letters to Santa. No one ever thinks about the monster hiding under his bed or in her closet, and so they just sit there and sit there and sit there. Does Grandma ever knit a sweater for the monster in her closet? Of course not. She won't even blink an eye at him when he jumps out at her. She just pretends he isn't there. How rude. Yes, this is a very sad time of year for monsters. Who lived under Richard's bed had enough. He crawled out from under the bed and stomped through the house. Everyone was so busy wrapping presents and singing carols that they didn't even notice him. He stomped louder. Opened the front door and marched straight up to the attic to get Lulu Bell. Now, Lulu Bell was beautiful. She had three eyes. Two of them were brown and the other was bright green, and when she smiled, it would warm your heart, for she had one row of purple teeth and the other row was a dingy orange. Together, the two monsters stomped down the stairs and out the door to the snow-covered yard where they danced and danced. Thank you. brighter and the moon grew fatter. They went from house to house. Finally, all of the monsters were gathered together, and then they all marched to the center of town. Noisy. Finally, Curly blew his whistle. Then he blew it again. Curly said, "I think we should steal all of their presents." "No," another said, "we don't steal things. We just like to scare people." Well, the meeting went on all night like that. Finally, and about time, one of the monsters suggested they should write a letter to Santa. Oh my goodness, you should have heard the carrying on. So, Georgette, who was the oldest and wisest of the monsters, carefully plucked a quill from Porky's big, bushy tail and began writing. "Dear Santa, every year we hide under beds where the stinky socks and dust bunnies live, or we wait outside in the cold and the rain so we can jump out and scare someone. We are very, very, very good monsters, and yet when Christmas comes, everyone ignores us and we never get any presents. At Halloween, children dress up and pretend to be monsters and get bags and bags of candy, and yet we never get any candy or anything. It makes us very sad. And so, Santa, this year, would you please bring us something? Anything? Loving kisses, the monsters." They put their letter in the mailbox, and then they waited. Gift for a monster, and I believe I know. Hop aboard my sled. As the monsters scrambled to get in the sleigh, they wondered what Santa was going to give them. All of a sudden, the sleigh went straight up into the stars. It was going so fast that it became a blur, and then it did loop-de-loops faster and faster. "Oh, I think I'm gonna be sick," screamed Lulu Bell. The monsters clutched each other and their screams could be heard on the other side of the moon. "Slow down, I'm scared." Gradually slowed down, the monsters started giggling and laughing. "I've never been so scared in my whole life. That was so much fun," Santa chuckled. "I thought a scary ride might be the best present of all for a monster. Merry Christmas. See you again next year." The monsters were very happy as they stomped back home to hide under your bed and in your closet.